are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was a jazz legend kicking off this hour of Neon Jazz. Swing and bebop trumpeter, pioneer of the flugelhorn, composer, educator, and NEA Jazz Masters inductee, Clark Terry, with the 1956 song, The Shadow of Your Smile. From the shadow of the smiles Clark cast on jazz, we will emerge with one full hour of music and story dedicated to a jazz legend we recently lost after 94 years on this planet. Born on the 14th of December in 1920 in St. Louis, Missouri, he would move well on into becoming one of the most recorded musicians in jazz history. He made over 900 recordings playing with legends like Charlie Barnett, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Quincy Jones, and Oscar Peterson. During a 70-plus year career, he gave the world of jazz an enormous amount, performing for 8 U.S. presidents, acting as the jazz ambassador for State Department tours in the Middle East and Africa, and playing literally all over the world. We will explore all of that and much more over this full hour dedicated to the man known as Clark Terry. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has brought about one of the most legendary voices to ever grace music, Charlie Parker, and many others, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with the full hour of Clark Terry jazz goodness. Here he is in 1957 with the tune Sea Jam Blues off his album Duke with a Difference. Thank you.
Hi, this is David Amram. I hope that you will tell your friends to join you in listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo. It'll raise your hopes, it'll lift your spirits, and you won't be disappointed.
With the tune That Old Black Magic, that was Clark in 1957 off the album Serenade to a Bus Seat. While in St. Louis and at Vashon High School, he started his professional career in the early 40s playing in local clubs. Then he went on to serve as a bandsman in the United States Navy during World War II. That first instrument of choice of his was the valve trombone. After serving in the Navy from 1942 to 45, he had some memorable gigs in the bands of George Hudson, Charlie Barnett, Charlie Ventura, Eddie Vincent, and the great Count Basie. His positive influence was even felt on titans like Miles Davis and Quincy Jones. He had informally taught Miles while they were still in St. Louis and Quincy during Terry's frequent visits to Seattle with the Count Basie Sextet. And his collaborations are a huge and essential piece of his massive library. Here he is in 1958 with Thelonious Monk with the tune In Orbit. Thank you.
My name is Jerry Bergonzi, and I'm a fan of Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino. You should be listening to the station. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
That was Clark in 1960 with the song No Problem off his album Color Changes. So following a tour in the Free and Easy musical in 1959 with the music director Quincy Jones, his international recognition soared when he broke the color barrier by accepting an offer in 1960 from NBC to become its first African-American staff musician. He was with NBC for 12 years as one of the spotlighted musicians in the Tonight Show band. That band was first led by Skitch Henderson and later Doc Severinsen. His unique mumbling scat singing led to his hit Mumbles at this time. Here's Clark in 1964 teamed up with Bob Brookmeyer and his quintet with the song Pretty Girl.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I think neon jazz is out of this world.
With the great Chico O'Farrell, that was Clark in 1966 with the tune Mexican Hat Dance off the album Spanish Rice. So in the 60s, he continued to play with musicians like trombonist J.J. Johnson and pianist Oscar Peterson. He also led a group with valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. In the 1970s, Terry focused on the flugelhorn and hit the studio hard. He began teaching jazz workshops at this time as well. Then in the 80s, he toured regularly with small groups and was the leader of the Big B.A.D. band that formed about 1970. Clark's humor and command of the jazz trumpet styles are heard in his dialogues with himself, on different instruments or on the same instrument, and they are delightful. Here he is in 1975 with the tune The Flintstones off his Clark Terry and His Jolly Giants LP. Thank you.
and enjoying Joe Domino. Catch his show on Neon Jazz. It's fantastic.
Right on into 1981, that was Clark with the tune Quicksand off his album Yes, the Blues. Along with playing, one of the greatest passions of his was jazz education. He organized a Harlem youth band which became the seed for the Jazz Mobile in New York City. Along with that, the great Billy Taylor asked him to teach in educational institutions. This motivated Clark to organize other youth bands and influence many other jazz legends to teach with him at jazz camps, clinics, and festivals at colleges and universities, while he also kept a very hectic performing and recording schedule for about 30 years. Joined by the great Red Mitchell, here's Clark in 1986 with the tune Big and the Bear off his CD To Duke and Basie. ¶¶
Hey now, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Cimino.
She gangled around the bound, found every little level. She had a hand about the skills, the evil, the battle, the bound, the bound, the little, down, the little, she little, 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 bit of a she, holy beauty, dear. She gone in, but the bound, the hound, the able, the line, the able, the able, the little, she only won't love, 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 love. She only money me more now, now, and he goes to bear down. She put it away, quits, bibble, bounty, baby. She will live with the left, you won't live with the left. She ain't all the able to laugh, the fiend to go on the barrel, he won't see the able to down, the people see the small, the power, the county being the bomb. She ain't on the bound on the lawn, the able to double the babble to down. She won't have out in the lawn, the hound, the able to live with the level, she bound. Steve on 50 she ain't gonna only bowl the level. She don't know, never, never, never. She hold him about the bow. She knows the hell they won't live loud. She only alone, 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 alone. He, who, he, me, who. She knows him about the bow. She only alone, 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 alone.
Find the call, let me the high the score, let me the geeks the bar for the fame for the highest class. Let me scroll the bong, the hound, the skin, the hound, the front of the dawn. It'll be all the fling for the scream for the highest call the guy. Explain spar the cabin to cover the guys a gig at dog for this porn they have the hooking guy, shine the vein the holy gig. He be sprawling my lang of the highest school at all. He be for the hangman with the burden, the burden, the burden, and the five to cover the hand the hooker for this blind the choice they had the gig. Joseph Moindy Kylie. Hoorde voor de heikersklaar, de houding porten bij de kei, voor de vingerkei. Ik heb wat daar, de bekatantie bin, de voor de goede kopetje, maar het werd gewoon te kei, van de melekatje. En die vinger van de honden on, en we vonden on het hout, en de spring voor de spam de heikersklaar, voor de spring voor de heikersklaar en voor de heikersklaar. Peace and love.
That was Clark with the song Mumbles off his 1990 album Having Fun. And man, that was his specialty. So from the 1970s through the 90s, Terry performed at Carnegie Hall, Town Hall, and Lincoln Center. And he toured with the Newport Jazz All-Stars and the Jazz at the Philharmonic. And he was featured with Skitch Henderson's New York Pops Orchestra. In 1980, he was a headliner along with Anita O'Day, Lionel Hampton, and Ramsey Lewis during the opening of a two-week ceremony of performances celebrating the short-lived resurgence of the Blue Note Lounge at the Marriott O'Hare Hotel near Chicago. So after a life of performing, he has received every possible honor you can imagine. Honorary degrees, Hall of Fame inductions, statues, and so much more as a testament to his hard work and jazz life. Here he is live at the Village Gate in NYC back in 1990 with the song Opus Ocean. Thank you.
my jazz fix, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
As we begin closing the curtain on this hour of Clark Terry together, there he was in 2002, teamed up with Max Roach on the song Simple Waltz off his album Friendship. After all the music and awards and miles logged, the 2014 documentary Keep On Keepin' On may offer fans a very keen insight into the man. It follows Clark over 4 years to document the mentorship between himself and a 23-year-old blind piano prodigy, Justin Coughlin, as the young man prepares to compete in an elite international competition. So, on February 13, 2015, Terry had entered hospice care to manage his advanced diabetes, and he left us on February 21st at the age of 94, and a towering legacy that continues to grow daily. And this quote in 2005 from fellow jazz trumpeter Scotty Barnhart sums things up around here. Clark is one of the most incredibly versatile musicians to ever live, a jazz trumpet master that played with the greatest names in the history of music, and did he ever. Our final cut to take us away from this hour of Clark Terry is from the 2008 album What Makes Sammy Swing. Here's the song A Room Without Mirrors. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one cool cat all the time, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo, Joey!
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can reach us always, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.